Joining us on the Cardio Newsline, Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease physician out of South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Dr. Wilds, thank you so much for joining us. We know this week's vaccine news is raising hope for even better distribution and supply moving ahead.
Yes, Andrew. We're definitely happy about the increase in the number of doses and also waiting to hear what's going to happen with the J&J vaccine.
Yeah, and we also got that good news, too, that the regulators have allowed Pfizer to not have to use those extremely cold temperatures to store the Pfizer vaccine, that it's just at some almost normal storage facilities, which should be able to help get it out faster and a little bit more wider.
Yes, I am really happy about that news because many places could not get vaccines because it didn't have the storage capability. So I think this really increased the number of sites that could administer the shots. And so your doctor's office, your local pharmacy, you know, the community health centers, these sites now have the capacity to get more vaccines and administer more. And, you know, our goal is to get vaccines into as many arms as possible. I think it brings us closer to that point.
And also not having to double dose people who've already had COVID. That's an important change and adjustment in the vaccine strategy.
But Shannon, I want to caution you that that is preliminary. That has not yet been approved by the FDA or the CDC. So, you know, so far that information looks good, but these other bodies have not made those changes, which, you know, might come in sometime, but I think right now I don't want people to think that, you know, this is going to be the new guidelines. I think until we get further word, we'll continue vaccinating everyone, whether or not you've had COVID or not.
And in the meantime, as they move to expand into different phases here in Colorado, we're in phase, I believe it's 1-3B, I believe, and as they expand into more and more age groups, it starts to feel like that is creating something of a downturn in the case explosions that we were seeing before Christmas.
Yes, and I think it's across the country, not just in Colorado, but across the country we have seen cases going down, which I can't tell you makes my day every single day after dealing with all the deaths and just, you know, the fatigue from COVID. So this is really good news for me. But again, I want to caution everyone, continue to do what we're doing because we're not out of the pandemic yet.
And Dr. Wilds, we know you mentioned the J&J could be coming with that emergency authorization as soon as Friday. What would that mean once that's approved? What will that look like from the provider mindset getting yet another vaccine source out and just expanding the capability that much more?
Right. So, you know, the big thing is more vaccines, right? So it increases the supplies, you know, that we will be getting because we're only getting from Pfizer and Moderna right now. So now we have another one, which is really great. But the biggest news about the J&J vaccine, it's one dose, one shot. And so, you know, think about how easy that is going to be compared to getting two shots. So I think for me, that's a huge plus. It's safe, it's effective based on the data that we have seen so far. And also, it doesn't require any ultra cold storage. So again, able to go to even a wider range of places. So I think I'm really looking forward to this because it will be able to get to some places that we have not been able to do in the past.
And is it I've heard this, Dr. Wilds, that Johnson & Johnson, this is their bailiwick. This is something that they are used to doing as opposed to some of the other companies that have joined the vaccine provider list that have maybe not had as deep of experience with providing vaccines on a mass scale.
Yes, you are correct. This is, you know, they are in the vaccine business and have been doing it for a while. So, you know, that should help people to add to their confidence that, you know, they know what they're doing. I will point out that, you know, they are looking at a second dose for their vaccines. But, you know, at this point, their study is really on just one shot.
All right, Dr. Simone Wildes, infectious disease physician with South Shore Health out of Weymouth, Massachusetts, joining us as she does occasionally to provide some expertise on the ongoing pandemic and the health battles that have occurred from it. Dr. Wildes, thank you.
Thank you. Be safe.
You too.